Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cam Stewart with your Fantasy Sports Radio Update. Stay tuned. Coming up, Red Heat and Rage with me and Gabe Morency, betting, DFS fun, and a whole lot more. Some horrible news on the hardwood last night for the Indiana Pacers. Star guard Victor Oladipo ruptured right quad tendon and is going to be out the remainder of the season. An MRI taken today revealed the injury. Oladipo is going to need surgery at a later date as he crumbled to the floor and fell after trying to disrupt a pass from Pascal Siakam of the Raptors in a win versus Toronto. Very scary stuff. And as Cantor, not a happy man after he didn't hit the versus Houston last night. The Knicks center saying, if you're not going to play me, get me the hell out of here. Knicks coach David Fizdale said the 23-year-old Luke Kornet is the regular starter, leaving Cantor and 20-year-old rookie Mitchell Robinson battling for time. Cantor's expiring contract could be dealt before February 7th. Stay tuned. Just four games on the NBA hardwood tonight. A pair at 8 o'clock, OKC hosting New Orleans Thunder, minus 12, total 233 there. Golden State is a 9-point favorite in Washington, over under 235. At 9, Phoenix host Portland, the Blazers, minus 7.5. In this one, total 220. And the Lakers hosting the Minnesota Timberwolves at 10:30. T-Wolves, minus 1, total in that game, 230. In top 25 college hoops action tonight, a good old Big Ten throwdown as Iowa hosts Michigan State. Sparty, a 5.5-point road favorite in this one, 156. That's a 7 o'clock flat tip. At 8 o'clock, 23rd-ranked Louisville hosting 21 NC State. Cards, minus 4.5. Over under 155. And in the late game, number 4 Gonzaga taking on Santa Clara, the Zags, minus 21 in this one, total 151. According to the Pittsburgh Steelers ownership, talks with veteran quarterback Ben Roethlisberger on an extension have already begun. And still with the Steelers, a few players have said the Antonio Brown saga can be resolved with, hey, just a phone call and a conversation, but they might be far away from any reconciliation. AB hasn't spoke to the team since being held of the team's final game week 17. Wide receiving friend Juju Smith-Schuster said he reached out to Brown, but no answer so far. Well, he's currently on vacation in the Caribbean. Maybe they'll talk when he comes back. Pro Bowl news, that's going to be going down this weekend, so we can have some interesting stuff there. Hopefully, lots of points in that game, because I know my boy Gabe likes to bet the total. Also, I put in my bet for the total field goal over prop in the Super Bowl, 45.5. We've already clicked that one, guys. And line movement, too. Some books have this game right now at 56.5, down from 57. So if you like the over, you might want to get on top of it. In baseball, the Dodgers making a move today. They've agreed to a deal with speedy outfielder A.J. Pollock. 4-year deal, guaranteed $50 million, according to Bob Nightingale of USA Today. After trading Puig and Kemp to the Cincinnati Reds, the Dodgers were in the hunt for outfield help there. The 31-year-old effective but very injury-prone. He hasn't played a full season since 2015 with the D-backs. Pollock hit .257 with 21 dingers, 65 RBIs along with 13 steals last season. He is a career .281 hitter. And the Cubs, they've signed free agent reliever Brad Brock. This deal is 1 year and guaranteed him $3 million. Brock split last year between Baltimore and Atlanta, posting a 3.59 ERA, 12 saves and 62 two-thirds innings of work there. Tennis news. Rafael Nadal needed 11 minutes to win his Aussie Open semis final. Well, just to show whom he was bossing 11 minutes, Nadal broke the Greek early. The 20-year-old there en route to an easy 6-2, 6-4, 6-0 win over Tsitsipas. And that's Nadal's 25th Grand Slam final, 5th in Melbourne. 28 seed Lucas Pouille of France takes on Novak Djokovic in the last semi tonight. Winner faces Nadal in the final. This one gets started 3:30 Eastern, so you might want to stay up late on ladies' side. The final is set. 4-seed Naomi Osaka of Japan is going to battle Czech Karolina Pliskova. Round one of golf at Torrey Pines right now. Guys going low. John Rahm and Justin Rose tied for the lead at 6-under. Tiger Woods, even, he's through 8 holes. And a stellar leaderboard after round one of the Dubai Classic and the United Arab Emirates. Young Brit Matthew Fitzpatrick holds down the lead at 7-under. Tournament favorite Bryson DeChambeau and Sergio Garcia just one shot off the pace. I'm Cam Stewart, the Rager, and keep it locked to Fantasy Sports Radio and TV Network. Coming up on the show, more sports talk, fun, betting DFS, and Gabe Morency as he hosts Red Heat and Rage Radio. Join us. It's going to be a whale of a show with our buddy Whale Capper. He'll stop by today to talk football, tennis betting, and a whole lot more. Back to you and Yang, Gabe.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Game Time Decisions.
All right, let's roll. Game Time Decisions, Red Heat and Rage, our radio, Fantasy Sports, our radio network. I am Gabriel Morency, throwing it down with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. One rock solid update to right there from Darth Vader. What's up, Cam?
Doing pretty good. Yeah, Darth's out of breath. He's got to go hit the treadmill. When I hit the four lap, man, I'm in bad shape. It's like you can't even get the...
It's like the only thing that I can hear loudly this week is your breathing.
My breathing, yeah. It's been a lot of high-intensity breathing right now.
that's like running on a treadmill for like 5 minutes. Like that's not easy. That's some rapid fire. Your flow is very fast there.
Yeah, that's the thing. Got to slow it down, Morency. You talk about pace. It's something I'll be working on. And you said bad news for the Pacers versus the Raptors last night. Horrible sight with Oladipo. I was at the Raptor game, but, man, I hate to see stuff like that. And his career just keeps on, the trajectory is up. What a blow to those guys because they're a damn good team. Not saying they're going to come out of these, but they are one of the best teams. That sucks. I don't like to see anybody hurt like that.
All right. Yeah, the Pacers are going to have to be the Pacers. Too bad for the Pacers because they were a solid team. Now, they weren't going to win the Eastern Conference. You know, they would have won a playoff series. Maybe they would have won two playoff series. They were a solid team. But, I feel bad for Oladipo just because he is a good guy. He really turned his career. This is, it's a dude that, the first couple of teams he was on, it never really worked for him, right? He was with Orlando. He was with the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yep.
And finally, it came together for him in Indiana, where he became a star player, and he's a good guy too. He's a nice guy, so it's too bad. But hey, that's part of sports, players get injured, and really, the NBA, considering basketball is a pretty crazy sport to play. At the pace that they're playing, you talk about the flow, going up and down, jumping, landing on your ankle and stuff. There's not as many injuries as there could be, actually, in the NBA. It's unfortunate. Every year there's like, 3 to 5 guys you just sort of get screwed and like break an ankle or break a leg on the way down. Hayward, Paul George.
Good call. Yep.
Remember the kid happened in like the Final Four, remember once in a national title game or something? They landed awkwardly, popped his leg. It happens. You hear about it and pick up basketball all the time. There's a lot of injuries in basketball. I remember I used to get injured all the time playing. I was playing once, and a buddy of mine broke another buddy of mine's arm while we were playing basketball. I got my nose broken. Basketball's a chippy sport.
Basketball. You play prison yard rules with Moretz. Yeah, my buddy broke a nose, broke his arm. Yeah. Yeah. High elbows. You should have been playing with Bill Laimbeer, Gabe.
Well, I was influenced by that era. I was influenced by that era. Grew up watching the Pistons and the Knicks and these guys.
Nasty boys.
Bill Laimbeer was a mean dude. Yes. You know who really, really was one of the kings of getting his elbows up? He wasn't like an overly dirty player like all the time. But like if you went around him or near the paint, he'd just get his elbows up. Bill Cartwright.
Oh, yeah.
He was a center with the Bulls.
Very good call. Nice guy. Sharp elbows.
Very pointy and sharp elbows, and he liked to use them. He broke a few noses over the years.
Sure did.
All right, Whale Cappers on the radar. We're going to talk some DFS with the Daily Roto crew as well. Game Time Decisions, Red Heat and Rage Radio.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your Daily Roto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Game Time Decisions. Red Heat and Rage, our radio. Fantasy Sports, our radio network. Whale Capper on the radar should join us in about 10 minutes time. Lucas, the Dolphin fan, I believe he's in the Syracuse area, sent me a tweet, and I saw this last night. And, you know, you figure it would be funny and stuff, and I don't like the New England Patriots. But this is at the Pro Bowl, and just, you know, the Pro Bowl festivities, and the players are there. And there's the mascots are there as well. And Jamal Adams, former LSU Tiger, New York Jet safety. Jamal Adams was, signing autographs and talking to the fans. And he's standing there, and he looks over, and about 20 yards away from him, the New England Patriot mascot is just standing there. But the Patriot mascot's just standing there minding his own business.
Yeah, he's not doing anything.
Like, he's not.
My God.
He's standing on the side.
Actually.
Yeah, he's standing on the sidelines. The mascot's just standing there. Like, he's not.
He's chatting with other mascots. Yeah, he's not instigating anything.
And the thing is, it's not Tom Brady. Like,
I know.
Like, I don't like the Patriots, but, dude, that's some dude making, like, $15 an hour, bro. Like,
I know. He's just hanging out.
You didn't just take out, like, Wes Welker or Julian Edelman. And thing is, like, okay, it would have been funny, ha-ha, if he would have went over and just sort of, you know, started, you know, fighting with Ty or whatever.
Yeah, fake punch him and give him a quick hug or take him down slow. He came in
freaking nailed him.
I know. And everyone's high. The worst part about it is
the rest of the players
afterwards high-fiving him going, great job, buddy. Like, you killed a regular human being in a Patriot outfit? I'm with you, Morenci.
And the mascot didn't even see it coming.
No,
like he got sucker tackled.
That's scary.
It
was a sucker tackle. It was he started like that was not slow. Like he went in there at a nice little pace. Like if you do that to somebody and you're in a mascot outfit, think about this: you already have bad peripheral vision. You don't know what's going on. You're kind of just chilling out there, and then you all of a sudden get boom hit by an NFL player. Yeah, that's not cool, man. I'm with you. I'm glad you sent me that. That's just wrong. Absolutely wrong. The players are worst. Great job, buddy. Yeah, what? You beat up a guy in a suit.
I noticed that. Who was that? Delanie Walker was really hyping it up and loving it.
Yeah, they sure was.
Let's see. Who else was there at the end celebrating this? I'm going to go knock this mask out, he says. Mascot doesn't even see it coming. Boom.
Ring, ring. Hello? Celino attorney.
There's a couple of cops right there too. They don't see.
They don't care. They're like, okay, whatever.
No, it's Von Miller that's loved it. Von Miller, not Delanie Walker. Von Miller. Yeah, Von Miller was all like high fiving him and stuff. Like I said, all right, fine. You don't like the Patriots, but you know, you don't kill the mascot. Like that, you know, that's, and now, well, now there's a report, the mascot's now in the hospital. He's now in the hospital, so. Adam said his intention was never to hurt him, it was just a joke. Quote, the NFL has not happened due to this incident. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, like, you know who's not going to be happy at the end of this incident? Jamal Adams, because anyone that watches this will say, dude, like, that's not, that wasn't a joke. You flattened the guy. And now the guy's got a concussion or the guy's in the hospital now. This guy doesn't have money for hospital bills.
Well, he's going to soon. when he gets out of the hospital after, like taking a loan to pay for that hospital, he'll be quite fine.
Cam, you don't have to be Celino and Barnes to figure out that this guy's got a case.
Gabe, I think Lionel Hutz can crack this case. Come on, smoking monkey? Yeah, this guy's in trouble.
Just imagine in court, too, with the jury. Mascot was standing there. You have the guy in court, like, in the mascot uniform, too. Like, so he's testifying as the mascot. Like, he can't talk because he's a mascot, so he nods. Is it true you were just standing there minding your own business talking to the Jacksonville Jaguar? Yeah, it's true. Like, look. He's talking to the Jaguar, Cam. Look,
I know.
I've watched it a few times. It's like a crime scene. Watch. Look, he's just watch the mascot. All right, Adam sees him. The Patriots just over there talking to the Jaguar. Get smoked.
I know. It's amazing.
And there's two cops right there. They're like chuckling.
I just love the way it happened. Like, he's just signing autographs and like he's coming in at like, you know, not a walking pace either. Like you said it. There were so many ways to do this better, like to tap him on the shoulder, to give him some fake punches, you know, a fake DDT. There's so many. There's the Jaguar. He leaves the scene. I love it. After the Jaguar's like, meow.
Yeah, but watch after Adams leaves. The Jaguar goes over to pick him up, yeah. Like to help him out. I see Clam Chowder's on Twitter. He's not impressed.
No, yeah, I would be impressed.
This is mascot crime. This is the mascot abuse. Like,
it is.
Jamal Adams is a jerk, too. Like, he's always running his mouth about players in the NFL and stuff, this guy. So I don't... It's not like I feel sorry for him if he's going to get tagged here. The Pro Bowl's supposed to be fun. This mascot was probably originally happy. Hey, I'm going to Orlando. You know, yeah. Team's going to the Super Bowl. I go to Orlando for a week, and then I go over to Atlanta. It's a great time for this guy, whoever's in the suit.
I'll tell you one thing.
He's in an Orlando hospital this morning.
Exactly. We've been to Orlando. I have enough problems in a drive-thru getting around town to hospital. Well, not a fun stay.
You and I have been in Orlando police cars. Fortunately, we didn't get to the hospital, unfortunately.
Exactly. I'm going to tell you one thing,
things could have been worse.
The Patriots should have took Paulie Patriot to Atlanta. Maybe that's part of the next move as a representative.
No, they're not there yet.
Yeah, that's the thing. But I'm just saying, like, Randy the Ram or Paulie Patriot or whatever it is, like, maybe as part of the consortium, when you go with the team and you just kind of avoid the Pro Bowl there. He's in the wrong place at the wrong time, Gabe.
Well, he's representing the team because the Patriot players can't be there.
Yeah, good point.
They're in the Super Bowl.
He didn't see this one coming, though.
Yeah. He's the team representation. You imagine, too, if he gets screwed, like, somehow, like, they're like, yeah, listen, like, the Patriots tell him, yeah, listen, you know, the insurance that we have, you got a concussion, we can't let you work the Super Bowl, you can't go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
We're sending you back to Boston. Like, I'm telling you, I'd like to know the story behind this, like, how this guy just got screwed hard because of this somehow.
You're right. That actually, you know, as crazy as it sounds, that might happen.
Yeah, like they're going to say, yeah, listen, we can't send this guy. They're going to worry about a lawsuit. They're going to go, man, he's going to sue us now. Like, because I got to tell you, like, Lionel Hutz would say, well, who were you working for when you were there? Well, I was representing the New England Patriots. Oh, really? Robert Kraft and the New England Patriots. really, if you're a real lawyer, an ambulance chaser, Cam, you're suing everybody. Like, you're a mascot. It's not like, who cares if you get blackballed from the industry? You know what I mean? You're a stupid mascot.
Your cash now.
Yeah. Like, basically, if you really want to go out swinging, and it would work, too, because everyone hates the NFL. So, like, if I was on a jury, if you were on, like, you and I are pretty hard, too. We're like, I wouldn't give you a cent. This guy, if I was on the jury, I'd be like, pay him.
I agree.
I'd be like, Jamal Adams is a jerk. He always tries to hit people on the field. He called Josh Allen trash before he played a game. Like, I'd hold it against all these things against him. And then we'd say the mascot makes $12 an hour, got smoked by a multimillionaire athlete on a football field. I'd say, where's the security? I'd say when I'm going to work as a mascot at a Pro Bowl, I'm expecting to be safe. I'm not expecting to get smoked by an NFL player. Like, then suddenly I'd sue the NFL as well. I'd be suing everybody if I was this mascot.
I agree with you 100%, man. And that's the thing. You bring it up. Low
the
pay.
The city of Orlando.
Everybody. You're also
I want to see how it happened in Orlando.
You're in a suit, and I've been in, like, Clam Chowder knows, you're in those mascot suits. You don't have, like, vision or anything, too. So that hit coming out of the blue there probably rocked his heart a little bit, too. Lucky he didn't have, like, a heart attack on top of it.
Yeah, the thing is, Adam says, oh, it was just a joke. I didn't mean any harm by it.
Joke.
You can tell. He didn't see if the guy was okay after.
No.
And you know Adam probably heard the guy go, oh, you know, when he got hit. Game Time Decisions, Red Heat and Rage Radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Game Time Decisions, Red Heat and Rage Radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm Gabriel Brunson alongside Cam Stewart. Let's bring Whale Capper in. You can follow him on Twitter, @Whale_Capper. You can hear him over at Audio Boom, Whale Capper's podcast at Audio Boom. Whale Capper, always a pleasure. How you doing this afternoon?
Hey, not too bad. How about you guys?
Good stuff, good stuff. We're fired up. Fired up for the Pro Bowl. So we're expecting a in-depth breakdown because
finally
we've been talking a lot on money management recently on this program, and as I told somebody on the program yesterday, I feel as if though any like sharp gambler at this time of the year puts everything that he has on the Pro Bowl and then rolls it over on the Super Bowl on the way out.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. I mean,
I've been there.
On the probe, you know, tease it, parlay it, all of it. Yeah,
I've been there. And all kidding aside, actually, the Pro Bowl, there weren't any odds until this morning. So I'm seeing, I think it's NFC minus one. I noticed the total is 60. Now, all kidding aside, and you're probably going to think less of me now, Whale Capper, but I actually have put, I'd say it's high. The biggest Pro Bowl bet I made was like probably like $4,700. So
ooh,
I bet
four. Legit.
Yeah, I put $4,700 on a Pro Bowl over before. I've commonly put like two dimes on Pro Bowl overs, but Roger Goodell, being the stick in the mud that he is, he got all pissed off one year. I don't know. It was like 50-41 or something, but it was real sandlot stuff. Guys were like doing triple sort of reverses, and every play was sort of like the band play with laterals, and guys were having fun, and it was leading to a ton of points, and it was just bomb after bomb after bomb with the offense. And, you know, Goodell's like, oh, we're going to shut the game down because you're making a mockery of it. And then, of course, J.J. Watt being, you know, J.J. Watt, you know, would be the teacher's pet, right? You know, Mr. Suck-up.
Sure.
J.J. Watt the next year put integrity in the game because, oh, he's J.J. Watt, by, like, tackling the quarterback and making plays and stuff. And I lost, like, a shitload of money on it because the defense suddenly were, like, blitzing. I was like, what the hell? Like, you can see even the linemen were getting mad because they were getting shown up. They were like, bro, you need to chill. And then by the end of the game, like, players were fighting and stuff. So they got what they wanted. And anyone that's watched the Pro Bowl the last couple of years now knows they're actually hitting each other, and it gets ugly kind of because there's money at stake and it's awkward. Like, some guys are playing hard, some guys aren't. It's sort of like on a highway, guys. You know, like in Germany, the Autobahn, there's no speed limit, right? And they have less accidents there than anywhere else because it erases the stupidity. Where you have problems with accidents, one person's driving fast, another person's driving slow, somebody else is fucking looking at their phone. You know what I'm saying? Like, it leads to, like, everyone's doing something different. So when you play football like that, it becomes strange. Like, remember, you'll see, like, a linebacker will smoke the punter, right? Somebody will smoke a punter. Like,
right.
There'll be a couple of dudes that are, like, over the top into it. There'll be a couple other guys that are like, bro, what are you doing, man? Like, you got to ease up. It's a Pro Bowl. So it actually is more, like, there's more injuries now and stuff. And then players get angry. It's actually, it's a funny game to watch now just because it's a weird dynamic. But anyways, the total is 60. I'm looking at the under here, guys. And I'm Mr. Over on this, but I'm telling you, The offenses don't want any part of it because it's not worth getting hit. So it's just turned into unders. I'll get the numbers up here in a second, but I believe the last since Goodell complained, it's gone under every year.
That's too bad. Yeah, NBA went that way with the All-Star game last year too. It was a shame. It was a lot more fun when it was just free for all.
Yeah,
I don't like it personally.
Well, the All-Star, the NBA All-Star game is competitive.
I don't like the trend at all.
It is competitive. Yeah. You know, though, guys, like because of all the totals and stuff, and people, what do you want to do in those games? They love betting the over. In today's society, everyone bets everything now. Gabe, we're not the only degenerates out there. Like people, are like, hey, I'm going to bet this game. It's on TV. It's happening, and now and people then and the under is what Vegas needs. So that's why these games used to be free money. I remember back when we worked together years ago. You're like, this is great. I love the Pro Bowl. Like you know, 98 total
points,
112 points. Yes, than regular games. I know. Yeah. Because it was easy money.
I used to put more on the Pro Bowl than the Super Bowl. Like, honestly.
Yep. Give us back our points.
Okay, let's see.
Yeah, man, we need they.
No, I know. And it was fun. Like you said, all right, look, like, where are the scores here? Oh, yeah, this is so. This is. Oh, yeah. So these were the glory years. All right, 41-34, 55-41, 59-41. 62-35. That's the one that got Goodell pissed off. he was like, that's a mockery. Like, you guys, you made a mockery of it. And then he stole it from Hawaii, which is another screw job. There's not one player in the NFL that says, you know what, I want to go to Orlando instead of Hawaii. Dude, 50% of the NFL players are from Florida. Like, it's no reward for him at all.
Great point.
Like, I've talked to everyone. Like, any player that's played in the NFL, they're like, nah, no one. Like, they're like, because the NFL, it used to be you and three tickets for your family. You could bring three people. So, like, you know, you were four people. You could bring your friends, your cousins, your girlfriends, your mistress, you know what I mean? So, for the guys, they loved it. It was like paid vacation. It shut the family up. You know, they went to Hawaii. Everyone liked it. So, you hear the score since they got serious. 2013-24-23.
Yeah. Yeah. That
sucks.
Okay, so you know what this screams of? This is like a bunch of guys that get, you know, executive vice presidents sitting around a boardroom who get paid too much money and contribute nothing are like trying to solve a problem that isn't a problem. Like, yeah. Nobody really is tuning into the Pro Bowl to watch a competitive football game. Nobody gives two hoots if the
nobody
AFC
was outraged
or the
before.
NFC wins
exactly.
Game. No one cares. Like, they want to watch some cool stuff. They want to watch the trick plays. They want to watch the wild offense. Nobody is tuning into the Pro Bowl to see competitive football. And if you
see J.J. Watt get a sack. I know. Like,
yeah, I can point you in the direction of some other sports if all you care about is competition and you want to see competitive sports. Like, no amount of changing the rules and getting the intensity fired up for the Pro Bowl is ever going to make it an interesting football game. You're better off just having it be a fun experience. And the fact that they changed the rules to make it lower scoring is pretty asinine, if you ask me.
Well,
what do you
said.
Think, Marantzi? 61, would you ever bet the under?
Yeah, I'm taking the under.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, damn right. Yep, that's the play.
I thought I said that.
You said
I'm taking the under.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh, I didn't know you clicked it.
No,
the empirical data, you know, might as well.
We won't even get into the NHL All-Star game. That's another one that's this weekend. We'll hit that later. Whale cap or doesn't cap hockey. But the thing is, you know, with these All-Star games, they're worse when it's contact sports, right? Like you said, football players just want to have fun. And it's like Sandlot, throw some bombs. The hockey one is very awkward as well. It used to be competitive. Now, no one really knows what to do. They don't hit each other. It's like, it really is just a waste of time. Like, baseball has its sort of dignity about it. The Midsummer Classic, even though interleague play has bastardized it. The NBA All-Star game is a show. Like, that's the one that's taken over. Like, you know, and the slam dunk competition. The NBA All-Star Weekend has really, really done it well, and it's actually fun. Players want to be there. You know what I mean? Like other leagues, like NHL players are trying to get out of this weekend. The, Pro Bowl players don't want to go for the most part. Now it's in Orlando. They're like, yeah, whatever. The NBA All-Star Game, you talked about it last week. You use this for capping, Will Capper, I'm telling you. Games are going over right now, too. There's a little burst. There's always ebbs and flows in the NBA season. And there's a burst right now. a player's going balls to the wall. They want to get to the All-Star game. Don't take like D'Angelo Russell every time he shoots, man. I'm in New York here. There's a big push. He's on fire recently. Every time, man, every game, D'Angelo for All-Star. Like, he knows it. Like, he, you know, sometimes, yeah, like the day the All-Star voting is over, the next night all the games go under. They all know. It's like a politician. I don't need to kiss a baby. Polls are closed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've seen it. I'm telling you.
You know?
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, yeah. The polls are closed, man. Yeah, it's like I just tried hard for the last 6 weeks, all right? I'm in the All-Star game where I'm not. Screw it. But I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Games have been going over. But to me, that's what the NBA All-Star game, players actually want to be there. They actually care about it.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. It's an event. It's an event for like the NBA, extended community. You know, like the people who are super fans make a trip there every year. It is like it's a legitimate experience for like the NBA culture. I've been to an
NBA All-Star game.
Yeah,
and I enjoyed the experience. I paid a lot of money too. It's the most I ever paid for a sporting event. It was like $600. It was Kobe Bryant's last All-Star game. In Toronto, but just seeing Kobe, LeBron James, and Westbrook, and pretty much like all the best players in the world, maybe ever, actually, on the court at once, Kevin Durant, and it was a great experience. It was like they deliver. Like the NBA All-Star game delivers. And you know what? It's the NBA All-Star game is really good because it's first quarter, it's dunk fest. You know what I mean? It's dunk fest.
Yeah.
You know, guys are hitting threes. And then they fourth quarter, they ratchet it up. Suddenly, in the last 6 minutes, it's real, man. And there's a battle. These guys want to be MVP, man. It's real. Like being the All-Star MVP, that's on the resume. That's on the Hall of Fame stuff, right? How many times is the All-Star, the All-Star, MVP, the All-Star? Ooh, two-time MVP All-Star even. Like that, it matters. Yeah, like these guys, they're into that stuff, which makes it interesting. But athletes are also into Super Bowls and Super Bowl rings. So we'll hit the Super Bowl on the other side with Whale Capper. I'm still getting used to this new format on this show. So we'll break down this Super Bowl. Early preliminary talk with Whale Capper. We're not putting him in the hot seat for picks or anything like that.
Next week.
Nice.
Although I like the Rams.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
His name is Dougie Gim.
800. He's tied for the lead.
Yeah. My main man, Dougie Gim's lighting it up right now. Are you kidding
me? Texas,
he's leading
buddy.
Torrey Pines?
Hook 'em horns. Yeah, he's tied with the lead with John Rahm. It's funny. John Rahm, tournament favorite, 10-1. Doug Gim, he might have been 200-1 or field at 20-1.
Man,
who knows?
I didn't even take Doug Gim in DraftKings. He was like at the bottom. We stopped at him. How much was he? Like 5,000, 56 or something? How much was he?
Yeah. I think it was like $6,200. He's right at the bottom of the barrel. He was in the corner bin, the nickel bin.
How's my boy Shank doing?
Yeah, I got to find Shank for you. That's what I'll do. I'll look right now. Yeah, Rahm's leading. Right. Gim's there. Yeah, I'm daylight dollar short, too. Smoking Bud Colley, 700. Yeah, all our usual suspects, Gabe. We don't have them this week. Same story.
All right, still early. Okay, so we're a Whale Capper right now, and still early with the Super Bowl. There's a bunch of props, and, you know, there's sucker bets, Whale Capper, some of these frill and novelty prop bets. I already fell for one of them. Number of typos in Donald Trump's tweets on Super Bowl Sunday. It's over under 0.5 plus 270. Basically,
over,
I just need,
over.
Yeah,
over. Yeah, is that the whole day too? It says on Super Bowl Sunday. That means every like from the minute. Yes.
Yes.
I love that. That's
he's got to have a damn typo. Look, Sunday morning shows are on. He's going to go on a tweeting because, listen, there's over-under. There's a bet over-under. How many tweets will he do? 9.5. And the over 9.5 is plus 400. Earlier in the week, I think I moved this because I talked about this. It was minus 170. All right? So it was minus 170, and I talked about it, and then, boom, it's like minus 650 like 10 minutes later. So the only thing is, I was looking to do my research, and I was like, how many times a day does Trump actually tweet? He tweets a lot, man. Like, he tweets 9-10 times a day. Like, they set it at 9.5. They checked. Like, so the thing is, it's Super Bowl Sunday, so it's the political Sunday show. So there's a government shutdown. He's going to go on a tirade in the morning calling Chuck Schumer names, and, you know, it'll be like a 4 or 5-part witch hunt, Robert Mueller witch hunt, Chuck, lying Chuck, Nancy, blah, blah. 4 or 5. He's a Patriot fan. Good luck to the Patriots. Something. Too bad the Democrats hate America and there's no security at the Super Bowl. You know, he might go to 10 and plus money. But on a more serious note, how about this one, guys? Will a field goal attempt hit the uprights? Or a field goal or PAT? So we get extra points, too. And I think there's going to be a lot of touchdowns in this game. So that means there's opportunities for extra points. I've seen Gostkowski miss extra points. What do you guys make of that? Plus 716. Will, all the ball has to do is hit the upright. It doesn't have to miss. Go in or out. Hit an upright.
Man, that's an interesting tough one. Dude. I guess the only thing I would
Sorry, buddy. I'm not rushing to the window to bet that one. If Parkey was in the game,
Cody Parkey.
Sure. Yeah, we're missing the wrong guy.
No, no, but this is one of these guys I have to play because I've talked about it too much. I'm telling you, Gostkowski's going to clean it off the bar. What, so does upright mean crossbar, too?
Anything.
Well, so, I mean, I think it's got to be including that. And I guess I would lean with you on this, that there's probably value in that because they're playing indoors. Both of these kickers are capable of very long field goals, and the likelihood that you're going to get a particularly long attempt that might hit the crossbar or the uprights is pretty high, I would say, relative to just a neutral situation or if it was outdoors, if it was a windy game, you know. So I feel like the conditions lend themselves to more risky field goal attempts, and that in turn, a higher likelihood that you hit the bar.
I agree.
I agree. I like the 7-1, Gabe, but you're the king of this prop. Whale Capper, I love the over field goal 45.5. You got Legatron, who's money from the last two kicks with the Rams. He can nut big field
Greg
goals.
Greg
the Leg. Gostkowski. Yeah, Greg the Leg, Legatron, and Gostkowski, despite once in a while like shanking an extra point, he's pretty good, too. Like, he can go up there and nail a 50-yarder in his sleep. So I got to believe that the field goal prop in an indoor game looks pretty damn good right now.
I like the long field goal.
What was the deal last year? Last year there was a ton of scoring. Last year there were a ton of extra points. I guess maybe do a little bit of a deep dive into last year's kicking results and see if there's any
five in the last
that,
six.
Five
of the last six Super Bowls have gone over the number, and the long field goal prop hit, and I think the same. We'll dig into that. Here's another just sort of frivolous one before we throw a couple of more serious football topic. But will Tony Romo predict? So, you know, everyone's freaking out about Romo predicting plays, right? So will a play that Tony Romo predicts?
Pressure's on now, though.
Yeah. Will a play that Tony Romo predicts result in a touchdown? Yes, plus 191. No, minus 265.
Hmm.
I'm going no.
Hmm.
No.
Yeah, I'm leaning no too. I guess. Yeah. Do you guys subscribe at all to the conspiracy theory that he was getting the audio from the coach to the quarterback and he knew what the play's call was before dropping it right before the snap?
No, I think he just got lucky.
I doubt
times.
It. But then again, Gabe, working in radio, we hear a lot of different things all the time. And sometimes the wires cross frequencies. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, it could
supposedly,
happen.
Supposedly, everyone was using the CBS. Everyone or CBS knew everyone's radio frequencies because they were the broadcaster for that game. And
that's, yeah, that's correct.
If they wanted to send Tony the call, he could have had it. And you know, that would have been a good way to drum up a little bit of hype before he calls his first Super Bowl. It's not the craziest conspiracy theory I've heard this week.
CBS is such a safe network, though.
They're very safe, yeah.
Seems like this is something CNN would do. Fox News, you know what I mean? Like MSNBC, like they'd be more sinister. But this is like Murder, She Wrote, Angela Lansbury. That's
great
interesting,
show.
Though. You got me thinking now.
Gabe, I didn't tell you guys the story, too. When I was doing the Journey of the Cup, Whale Capper, we had, like, this $30,000, like, camera rig. And they take your – they basically look and inspect your equipment before you go in for the Stanley Cup Finals. And they confiscated our camera because they didn't – like, with the frequencies, it didn't abide by the rules of, like, a technical television beta cam camera or whatever, because the guy basically – he rigged it himself. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they freak out about that type of thing. So, yeah, it was absolutely insane. So, we couldn't film anything during the game, and then they gave it to us afterwards. We had to do streeters. So, it was like kind of – Gabe, it's one of those things, man. You don't think about that stuff, but it's a big deal, these frequencies and stuff like that, because if anybody has any type of equipment, you can jam up signals real easy.
Very, very interesting.
Just food for thought there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Weird world we live in. That was a long time ago, too. Technology's advanced from the last, what did I do that, 12 years ago? So, big time.
Speaking of the Saints, too, was last week, so Sean Payton's upset. But there were accusations going back to the Bounty Gate stuff that they actually did the same thing, Whale Capper, that they could hear the communications. They could hear the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
They had everything there. And, you know, it was an employee. He said, yeah, I installed the box for Mickey Loomis. Basically, but and Sean, there was a lot of missing Percocets, drugs in the locker room too. Like the Saints were out of control, and basically the Bounty Gate was the easy way out. You know what
that
I mean?
That makes sense to me. It was like
because how could it get suspended?
Like
everybody
institutional control thing.
Yeah. They didn't want to say. And oh yeah, by the way, the coaching staff like took 2,000 pills from the team doctor. And they won the Super Bowl,
right.
And they were cheating while they were doing it. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you know, the Ooh. Patriots aren't the only ones. So what's your early impression here, Rams and Patriots, Will Capper?
I think it's going to be a pretty good game. If history tells us anything, these Patriots Super Bowls are absolute can't-miss, come-down-to-the-wire, team with the ball last, probably wins. Back and forth type of game. Rams are an absolutely a legit opponent for the Patriots. Probably as tough, if not tougher, opponents than they've had in the last two Super Bowls with the Eagles and the Falcons. I thought the opening line, opening the Patriots as underdogs, was pretty silly. Is this a good line from a power number standpoint? But just from the way the public was rewarded for having faith in Belichick and Brady the last 2 weeks, if you open them as an underdog, it's an absolute tidal wave of Patriots money off the open. And it was surprising that the books wanted to put themselves, you know, at a lopsided, they wanted lopsided books that early on this matchup was kind of surprising. I would have guessed they would have opened the Patriots at -2.5 or something if they wanted to get early balanced action. But instead they went the other way. I think there's probably some value in the Rams with the way the line has moved and shaped up a little bit. Especially if you go to some of the more public shops, public books, you can get the Rams close to +3 right now, which is a great look. Patriots, you know, the likelihood that this is a Patriots stomp blowout, you know, Rams are never competitive, to me is pretty low. And you know, if you want to play this a certain way, you know, if you're going to be by your phone or by your computer and you want to get involved in this game, you know, both ways, you know, wait and try to get the very best plus money line you can possibly get on the Rams before the game starts, you know, watch them go up 7-0 in the first quarter and then cop on the Patriots the other way, because this is going to go back and forth, I feel like, all game long. And, you know, team with the ball last kind of wins, and you know, it's. I'm trying to be a little bit, cool on the total for now, because my initial reaction was this is going to be just an absolute points fest here. But, you know, both teams do have certain, you know, certain tendencies in their current approaches to, you know, to play calling that would, you would maybe see, expect to see a little bit more running than we saw in the last Super Bowl. Last Super Bowl was just a spectacular pass fest. And, you know, the Patriots have completely revised how they do things since then. They're really leaning on their strength in the running game and the offensive line. And trying to take some of the pressure off Brady, which has worked out to their advantage to getting here to even be in this conversation. So it's an interesting handicap from so many different angles. You know, for sure, I think if you want to get involved with a Rams plus money line before the game starts, you'll have an opportunity at the worst case scenario. You'll have some opportunity during the game to come back on that with the Patriots so you can make some money and kick your feet up and enjoy the game.
I think that's the way we're leaning there, Will Capper. Gabe, you said you like the Rams initially. I do, too. We were hoping to get three. I don't think that's going to happen because at three, the books understand that people will take the Rams, so they'll leave it at two and a half there. Will Capper, what about the total, 59 down to 56 and a half there? Are you surprised that people are smashing the under? I am, because in a public game, people like to take the over. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it was surprising. It's an extremely fast field, these are two dynamic offenses and two very, very accomplished play callers. Both defenses, I feel like, you can attack them. Jared Goff, as far as being able to go score for score with Tom Brady, can Jared Goff do it? Well, if he gets the protection his offensive line afforded him through the duration of that Saints game, absolutely. They're going to have the ability to go score for score with each other, which, you know, all of this is to say, I feel like that the look on the total, first half under, second half over. This is going to be a tight game, feel each other out in the first half, more running attempts than passing attempts. Game goes by pretty quickly. We see more commercials than football, and in the second half, things just explode.
That has been a pattern, actually, with Patriot does Super Bowls. You can follow Whale Capper on Twitter, whale_cap.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Sooner Lisa says she's got a Maroon 5 song stuck in her head due to me. No, just because I ripped Maroon 5 doesn't mean you have to have a song stuck in your head.
Excellent point.
I brought up Adam Levine and Maroon 5 this morning only because there's a push out there for Maroon 5 not to play the halftime show of the Super Bowl. And you know what? I think they should not play the halftime of the Super Bowl too because they suck. But that's not why there's a push that somehow they should be supporting Colin Kaepernick. And I'm thinking, what the hell does Maroon 5's career have to do with Colin Kaepernick? Like, because Colin Kaepernick wanted to take this road. Like, is everyone in the rest of the history of the world not supposed to, like, make money? Like, you know what I mean? You know, like, it's not Maroon 5's, like, battle. I don't know why anyone would expect Maroon 5 not to.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous.
You've been in the music business. I respect it. I told you. We were sitting there at the...
Yeah, but look at the hypocrisy, Kev.
Yeah, and people have to get paid. You know, if you're playing this band, you got to get paid.
The hypocrisy is, the stupidity of it is, you know, people like Rihanna or like Nicki Minaj and stuff, they're like, oh, no, I would never play the Super Bowl, and, you know, I wouldn't do that for the NFL. Yet, they take money from Pepsi, who's like a title sponsor of the NFL. Right, so it's the same thing. They're just sort of being holier than thou about one thing, but they're really just making
Minaj,
money off it.
Gabe, she's in a commercial for NFL in the video game, where he's like, ah, I'm having business lunches with Nicki Minaj. You know what I mean? When those two guys are, like, are playing the video game, ah, you didn't think I would take back the kick. She's in that commercial. It's an NFL game. So she's that's already a hypocritical move, right? If you're going to be in a commercial for a product that is an NFL video game, what's
yeah.
that?
Yeah, that's just whatever, man. Like, the people got to give up Colin Kaepernick. I like Colin Kaepernick, but...
Yeah.
You know, it's years later, and somehow, like, what's her name? Yeah. Gladys
Time
Knight.
To move on.
Gladys Knight is, like, brought into the Kaepernick thing because she's singing the anthem. Why? Because she's black? You know what I mean? So she's a black chick, she's singing the anthem, so she must, you know, somehow she has to get drawn into the Kaepernick stuff. Game Time Decisions, Red Heat Rage at Radio. Drew Dinkmeyer will join us in the 6 o'clock hour. We'll talk DFS. We'll take a look at tonight's card, although there's no hockey, so Cam's going to have
little
some
light
withdrawals.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Hey everybody, I'm Cam Stewart. Here's the latest here from the Fantasy Sports Radio Network update here studios. Hey, everybody, stay tuned. Red Heat and Rage. We got Drew Dinkmeyer coming up in the betting and DFS hour. We'll talk a little bit of NBA hoops. No ice tonight. And maybe down the line, Gabe, we'll have a lineup for the Pro Bowl. Well, if you like the over in the Super Bowl, you might want to jump on your book now. Line movement at some various offshores has the total down to 56.5 in some spots. The line opened up at 59. Gabe, I already hit that over prop in the field goal 45. We talked to Whale Capper with that one. And I know the Pro Bowl odds are out, and you like the under. Right now, NFC laying just 1 point total in that game, 61. We've had a couple unders the last couple of years. It's actually turned into a game. No more free-for-alls. The Pro Bowl also has gone from fun and to controversy in a flash. As we saw there, Gabe, I'm glad you sent me that link. Jet safety Jamal Adams thought he was clowning around, but he took a running start at an unsuspecting Patriots mascot and absolutely plowed him. Now Mr. Patriot is in the hospital. More to come here. Perhaps a lawsuit looming. See what's going to happen there. In golf, Gabe, got an update here for you. Got an update for you. John Rahm, he's actually one of our picks to win. We wish we got better odds. He's sizzling right now. 9 under par right now. Texas Longhorn legend Dougie Gim, 8 under. He's one off the pace. Tiger Woods actually getting it together. 2 under through 12. Go, Gabe. And your boy, I found it, Adam Schenck, even through 15 for Mr. Schenck. We hope we can get a couple more in there. Go maybe -1, -2 by the time they wrap up. That'd be pretty good. After another stellar leaderboard here in the United
States. You know
who's
screwing me?
Yep. Who?
Cantlay. Again.
Yeah, Cantlay's. I got off
Patrick
that guy.
Cantlay's got 10 fantasy points. The guy's plus 2.
He's one of the best young players in the world, but he's broken my heart. I needed him on Sunday, and he took a double bogey and a par 5. He's a wicked player, Gabe, but he's just too expensive in DFS now. Until his price comes down, I'm avoiding him. But he is a great golfer. He'll win a tournament this year.
Adam Schenck was owned by 1.1%, so basically me.
Correct.
Yep. He's got the exact same score as Ricky Fowler. So it's funny how that works.
Yeah, not bad.
Billy Horschel. I have Billy Horschel. He's killing it.
He's actually
Billy
on fire.
Billy Horschel's T5 right now.
Correct. I love that pick. Billy Horschel's hot. Yeah, we did the DFS lineup, too, for this other European Tour tournament, and it looks pretty good right now. We got Matthew Fitzpatrick leading at 7-under, but Bryson DeChambeau, who we got in our lineup, he is one off the pace at 6-under, along with Sergio. Great leaderboard there. NBA news breaking right now. Phoenix Suns guard Devin Booker fined a cool $25,000 for escalating an on-court altercation with T-Wolves center Georgie Dieng Tuesday night. Both players got teed up and ejected. Last night, horrible news for the Pacers. Star guard Victor Oladipo has a ruptured right tendon. He's going to be out the rest of the year. An MRI was taken today. He's going to need surgery. Tough start when he tried to disrupt a pass from Pascal Siakam of the Raptors in a win versus the Raptors last night. Very scary stuff. We talked about Enes Kanter. Gabe, you're right in the backyard. Not a happy guy. He thought with all the injuries, he would get the start, but he was a DNF last night. He didn't play, and now he says, I want out of New York. Knicks coach David Fizdale made the 23-year-old Luke Kornet from Vanderbilt the regular starter there. So Kanter and 20-year-old rookie Mitchell Robinson, these guys are battling for minutes. Kanter's contract too, also expires February 7th. So stay tuned there. Just four games in the NBA tonight, late night. A pair at 8 o'clock, OKC. What? Sorry, Gabe?
They are screwing Kent. They are screwing Kanter. His contract's up. He's a free agent. And they're not letting him play. So how the hell is he supposed to negotiate and get a new deal if people can't see his game right now?
Yeah.
That's like, it's not just
money.
Yeah, it's not just, oh, we're playing him. They're messing with him for one reason or another. They're screwing with him.
I don't like I like Kanter too. I wish him the best. We'll see what happens there. He's probably going to be dealt, but good point, Morency. His trade value might be a little mixed if he doesn't get on the court there. Pair at 8 o'clock. We got OKC and New Orleans Thunder -12 in this game. Total 233. Golden State a 9-point favorite against Washington right now. 235 at 9 o'clock. Phoenix hosting the Portland Trail Blazers. Blazers -7.5. 220 and the Lakers and Mini. That's the late game tonight. 10:30. Wolves -1. Over under 230. College hoops action tonight. Good Big Ten battle, Gabe. Iowa and Michigan State there. Sparty -5.5. Total 156. That's a big total. 7 o'clock tip there. Two top 25 teams at 8 o'clock. 23rd ranked Louisville hosting 21 ranked NC State. The Cardinals are -4.5 in that game. The over-under 155. And number 4 ranked Gonzaga is taking on Santa Clara tonight. Big time. Zags -21 in this basketball game. Total 151, Gabe. And according to the Pittsburgh Steelers, ownership talks with veteran quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. They've already begun on an extension. Don't know how many years he's got left in the tank. And Antonio Brown, apparently Steelers players at the Pro Bowl said this solution could be resolved with a phone call. I'm not sure about that. Friend and other wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster says he's reached out to Brown, but no answer so far. But the guy is currently on vacation in the Caribbean, so he probably doesn't want to deal with that right now. And the Dodgers making a move today. Gabe, your Dodgers, they've agreed to a 4-year deal with A.J. Pollock. 4-year deal, guaranteed $50 million there. After trading Puig and Kemp to the Reds, the Dodgers needed help in the outfield. The 31-year-old is a good player, but buddy, as you know, lots and lots of injury concerns. Hitting .257, 21 home runs, 65 RBIs, and he did steal 13 bags. He is also a career 281 hitter. Stick around to Red Heat and Rage with me and Gabe. We're going to have Drew Dinkmeyer on talking a little NBA DFS, betting picks, and a whole lot more. Stay tuned. Back to you, Morency and Yang.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Game time decisions.
Game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage Radio continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network level 2. Level 2. Cam mentioned Gonzaga. Gonzaga's playing against the Gales tonight. Gonzaga just 1-6 against the spread the last 7 times they played the Gales. It's a big, big number. Big number. Looking at some of the trends here of the day here. New Orleans, 8-0 to the over, on the road with no rest versus one-day rest games. All right, I'm not a fan of that one.
No.
That's a little...
thanks Oklahoma for saying City. I like those... some of those trends are crazy.
One-day rest versus no rest. Portland, 12-0 against the spread on Thursdays. That's interesting. Phoenix, 3-9 home with one-day rest versus no rest. Minnesota, 7-0. One-day rest versus two-day rest. Mark Lawrence is on the day rest train.
Yeah, he sure is. He sure is, buddy. I got Gonzaga playing Santa Clara tonight. I think there was a missed type in Mark's thing because the Gales are St. Mary's. They're playing the Santa Clara Bronx tonight, right?
Broncos, yeah.
Yeah, Broncos. -21 still with Gonzaga, Gabe. 151
points
total there. It's a lot of points. I want to take Santa Clara. They're 11-9, but, man, it's tough. Gonzaga might throttle them, but 21's a lot, buddy. That's a lot of points.
Yeah, it's the numbers are so sharp with Gonzaga games. It'll be around the number. Let's look at the past history here. Let's just confirm the 6-1 in the last 7. I've had success betting against Gonzaga, but I usually do it when I'm getting even more, like 27.5 or 28. You know?
Yeah.
Listen. Gonzaga is a great program. I have a lot of respect for them, but it's kind of old at this point that they play against these stooge universities. Look, Gonzaga 9-1 straight up in their last 10 games. They're 7-3 against the spread. They're 18-2 on the season. You mentioned Santa Clara. Santa Clara 11-9 on the year, but they're 7-3 straight up. They're 7-3 straight up in their last 10 games, 8-2 against the spread. Now let's look at the past history here. Yeah, they got absolutely massacred the last time they played. 91-48. That was January 5th a couple of weeks ago.
That was
in Gonzaga.
Yeah.
It's not enough points for me. Like, they can win
26,
by 21. 27. Yeah, exactly. Closer to 30, and I would do it, but that's what happens. Gonzaga plays these JV teams.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Game Time Decisions, Red Heat and Rage Radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. All-Star Weekend this weekend. Pro Bowl, NHL All-Star Game.
Pro Bowl? Yeah, great.
Yeah, we're getting we're going retro here. A lot of retro music as of late.
Yeah, no, I just, when I hear that, I used to think of Jimi Hendrix Voodoo Child, but then I think of the NWA and Hulk Hogan and the crew just marching down, just and Triple H on a tank. Wrestling's glory days.
Great era.
Great era.
All right, if you like to wager on sports or never have but would like to try, head on over to BetDSI. They've got wagering options for almost any sport you can think of, including sides, totals, player props. You can utilize your daily fantasy skills without salary cap constraints. You can even bet on esports, politics, reality television. Get an edge with the live betting over at BetDSI. You can wager virtually any time during any contest, capitalizing on in-game circumstances. There are many ways to make money at BetDSI. Use the promo code FNTSY100. That's FNTSY100 when signing up and get 100% bonus. Head on over, open up your account, use promo code FNTSY100, get 100% deposit bonus, quality bonus right there, quality book. And especially now with the Super Bowl a little more than a week away, Cam. Yeah, especially with props. All these books have different novelty props, and they'll also have different props when it comes to the player numbers. You know, Robert Woods might be 71.5 at one spot. You might get him 69.5 somewhere else. He might be 74.5 somewhere else. It gives you a middle opportunity if you're a sharper guy that likes to invest. You can sort of middle these if you can find sort of a 5 to 7 yard discrepancy between books, if you have numerous books, or... You know, when it comes to these props, guys, yeah, sometimes guys will shatter the prop and it'll go way over, but other times every yard counts. Every yard counts. So if you really like a player prop and you're like, yeah, I think this guy's going to, you know, go over receptions, and he's 6.5 at one spot, 5.5 at another spot, that's a big difference, man, between 6 and 7
right
receptions. So, yeah, it's good to have multiple options come Super Bowl week when it comes to props.
No, I agree with you 100%, Morenci, and you got to shop around. We talk about steam and getting on the right side of the number. Well, sometimes you get on the wrong side of the number and you can lose. And sometimes, you know what, you can have a 5.5 versus a 6.5, as you say, and pay a little bit of juice. Say it lands at 6. Well, I'd rather pay a little bit of juice, which I don't have to pay if I win and I take the over at 5.5 at 6. So I've noticed it big time, too. I shop around to 3 or 4, and I notice it exactly what you said. Numbers on each guy is different. The juice is different. It's kind of like a grocery store, man. I get multiple flyers, shop around, and get the deals. Great advice.
All right. So no NHL hockey, Cam. What are you? You're going to college basketball tonight?
Great. I haven't put a lineup or anything together. But
yeah. So what happened last night?
It was awesome. A great game. They won 6-3.
Got a lot of love from my section. I was right into the game because I had money. I especially had money on it too, so I was pretty fired up. They went down early, and then they just pummeled them in the second and third period. So the game went over, and we hit the Leafs. So it was a great evening. Morenci hit the parlay with the Leafs in the over, and I got to admit, though, some of those fans. Just not very, it should have been a little more electric in the building. We had pretty good seats in Golds, but there were some good fans. But on the whole, you know, it's just a lot of people are getting in that building with a lot of money, and they're just not really into the game as much as they should be. It was a little bit disappointing from that perspective.
You know, last night you weren't disappointing? Again, it's amazing. Like, whatever, dude. It's every night with me. So I'm sort of used to it, but it adds up. The frustration does build. I lost. The Brooklyn Nets were 5-point favorites. They won by four.
By four, yeah.
Yep. I had the Denver Nuggets plus five. They lost by six. And when I bet Hawaii yesterday, I don't quite recall. In fact, maybe you can check now. Did I get them at plus one and a half Hawaii?
Yep. I think they were plus
or
one.
Or were they?
Double check.
I don't know, man. I think they might have been. No, because I would have said Hawaii money line, and I didn't. I said Hawaii plus the two, and I think you said it was one and a half, right?
Yeah, a couple of the games switched to half point. Both games you mentioned, it was Hawaii and the other game that you went, both went the other way by like a half point between the time we did the DFS hour and putting in the bets.
So what was the Hawaii number?
I think it was one and a half. I'm going into your account right now, so I can figure out what's going on here.
Got to look at settled bets.
Past history. Yeah, I know. I'm just getting all that information. It's in my phone. It's weird because now I'm in a different location. It doesn't allow
What's the account
me to
at?
Log in. I think it's, from what I saw before, I think it's still like $280 or around there. Like, it's not bad. It's not bad. So I'll figure that out
right
now.
I think I might have hit the Hawaii game then. Because Hawaii lost by one.
Oh, okay.
The thing
yeah,
is,
well, they did.
I think I was getting plus one and a half, and I think it closed at plus two. Because I hit it at plus two at another spot. That's why, like, we always tell you guys, like, if there's a difference of plus one and a half in the money line, you got to take the plus one and a half.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, 276.60. 276.60. I'm going to go into history. History. Yeah, let's take a look here. Settled sports bets. Last 24 hours. God, man, this internet's
wow.
Still here. Let's go.
You wouldn't cut it as a secretary or like someone.
No, I'm moving fast. What are you talking about? I had to log in, all this stuff while I'm talking. I'm shaking the mouse here. Yeah, okay, I got everything. Denver Nuggets, yes. Plus four and a half, no. Over 216, yes, that hit. That one hit. Hawaii plus one and a half, it did hit.
Right.
Yes, it did. It did
all
hit
right,
it plus so one and a half. Virginia Commonwealth was your VCU was your other game that I was
they
looking
lost.
For. Plus one, correct. That is absolutely correct.
They lost by like seven or something like that. But, yeah, heartbreaker. I took the Nuggets, too. I should have the Nuggets. I should have just hammered that Nugget game over. Like I said to Will Cap earlier, a lot of these games are going over the number now. It's, you know, it's heated. It's sort of like the stretch drive now before the All-Star break. There's different ebbs and flows to the NBA season. First month, they were flying around. They hit a wall. The first 6 weeks, there were crazy high-scoring games. Guys, you know, it was really entertaining. Then it sort of really hit a wall, sort of like mid-November to sort of mid-December, going into mid-December. Mid-December, it picked up a bit. Christmas Day is sort of the unofficial tip-off. And they've been going hard since Christmas Day for the most part. But now a lot of the dudes are cranking it up a notch, the star players and superstar players. The superstar players are comfortable going to the All-Star game, but... You know, guys like D'Angelo Russell or Kemba Walker, other guys that are sort of on the fringe, you know, DeMar DeRozan. DeMar DeRozan's like fifth or something like that in the voting, so he's probably going to be there. But every basket, every stat counts and all that. So it's sort of playing to the over tonight.
They sat him at the last possession there because Pop's like, hey, man, his three-point shooting's been brutal, right? So it's something that – You know,
got to work on
to see him out of the lineup. Yep, exactly. It's one of those things, and we've seen it before. Very streaky, as you know, Gabe, as a Raptor fan. When he was here, man, I remember nights just bing, 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 bing. And when we needed him come playoff time, a lot of the time that three ball went south. Very streaky with the three ball, DeMar.
And he's not the most clutch guy. Like, he's not he's not like an assassin. Like, he's hit game winners before, but
but
he's not an assassin at the end, right? You know what, though? This is the new NBA that we're in right now. And DeMar DeRozan's got to suck it up instead of crying because, you know, this happened in Toronto in the playoffs last year. Now it's happening in San Antonio, so there's a pattern here, and there's a reason. But I talked about it yesterday. Look at D'Angelo Russell. D'Angelo Russell is going to be going to the All-Star game most likely right now. The dude's on fire, man. He's scoring like 30 points a night, you know, 7 assists. He's playing great basketball. But what happens? Last couple of minutes, man, he's on the bench. They don't trust him defensively. It's just it's a problem. They're like, they, you know, he has total freedom. It's sort of like DeMar. Go out there, DeMar. Score your 26 and stuff. But in the last 2 minutes, you might not be on the floor. Right, and it's up to these guys to change that perception. Yeah, you know, and listen, D'Angelo Russell's embraced it. I know DeMar DeRozan is going to be bothered by it, but it's up to DeMar to play better defense, number one, and become a better three-point shooter. He sort of got better at three-point shooting, but it seemed like, you know, he hasn't kept it up.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Game time decisions. Ready? Ready? Ready?
That's great.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Game Fantasy.
Is your reaction okay? Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. I feel like Krusty the Clown.
Yeah.
It's like I'm only reading my horoscope like once a week. It's like when I'm on a bus or something like that. I had to go to the FanDuel Sportsbook, so. Today I saw my horoscope. It said last week it said I was stuck in the forest. I was lost in the woods and said only I could find my way out. And I think I'm still lost in the woods. But this week's advice was I've got to have fun. Life's not supposed to be a chore. But I was going to say I feel like Krusty the Clown at times. Like when Krusty, when they go to him, they're like, right, they say in Krusty's earpiece. All right, Krusty, talk to the audience. And Krusty mutters, this is always death. That's the episode when Lisa ripped little Ralph Wiggum's heart out, if you remember.
Oh, yeah. I choose you episode. And you can see his heart exploding like right there. Yeah, that hurt me. I didn't like that episode. I like Ralph. The best was the cooking episode was on the other day. He's like, Ralphie, I'll try your Crayola sandwich. They had a cooking thing where Marge had dessert dogs, and then and Ralph Wiggum made like basically a sandwich with just crayons in it. It was amazing. Love that guy.
All right. All right. We'll go to the phone lines. We got, let's go to Frankie. We got Frankie. And then we got Jason. Where's Frankie at? Where's he called from, Frankie?
Well, I think Toronto. Now.
He just hung up. Right when you called and said Frankie, he hung the phone up. So.
See, what did I say?
Yeah, you called it.
What did I say? Where did we go to the calls? Like, yeah. All right, Jason.
Hey.
Hey, Jason.
Hello, Jason.
Hi. Hey, Krusty. How are you?
I'm all right. What's going on?
Yeah. Nothing. I just chew on your ear for a couple minutes here, if you don't mind. I got, you know, have you guys ever met somebody that you're really excited to meet and you don't know what you're going to say to them because you got a million things to say?
Happens all the time, buddy. Yep.
No, I met the Big Show. I met the Big Show, the wrestler.
Yeah. And, oh, yeah?
Yeah, I didn't really know what to say to him. So I said did Floyd Mayweather really? I don't know why. Of all things, I said did Floyd Mayweather really break your nose? He goes, yeah, he really punched me for real. I was like, all right, cool. What a weird thing to ask him, but anyways, yeah.
Good question though. Very good question.
No, yeah. You guys, I gotta. You guys, when I call you guys, I get all wound up. I'm a pretty high strung fella anyway. And I get all wound up because listening to you guys. Oh, and then you play Voodoo Child. Yang played Voodoo Child, and the best thing about it was you guys let it play out and didn't speak over it. Oh, that was it right there. You know.
It's a quality song. Well, we let it play out more, but we let it play out more.
But it's all Jimi Hendrix. No, it's all
Yang,
good.
Yang gets worried when we don't talk. All right, what do you got for us, Jason?
Okay. I got. If you guys could give me like three. You know, I like to tease everything because I'm afraid of the regular spreads. So, you guys got like three basketball games tonight that you know.
Don't tease basketball. Don't be teasing basketball. The only time you should tease.
I'm six for six. The last 2 days, I'm getting caught up. Actually.
Well, what do you need our advice then for? Well, I'm not 6 for 6.
Please, Gabe. You know, thanks for saying that because I'm learning, and not just me, other people, but I probably speak for many. I'm learning so much from you guys, and you guys are so far ahead of the game with what's going to be coming in the future here, the next few years for gambling nationwide and everything else that, you know, for the most part, and all that good stuff. Me living
well,
in Wisconsin.
I'll tell you, place, we appreciate that, but kind words, but the place we played tonight, I took Tulsa. Tulsa plus 14 points against Cincinnati.
The Golden Hurricane.
Yeah, so I don't even mind teasing it up because you'd get them up to plus 19. That's a hell of a lot of points for Cincinnati to win by. And I think Tulsa and Cincinnati are going to squeak over the number as well at 133, 134. They went to overtime last time they played. It got to 136. We'll start to run through the board here. It's a tricky one. You know what? I'll tell you what, guys. It's dangerous.
I got one last thing for you.
I like all four overs. Yep.
Gabe, I got one.
I'm trying to give
you
a pick, Jason. You asked me for picks. I'm giving you the picks, and you don't listen to the answer.
No, I know, but a lot of times you guys let me go, and I couldn't finish my my last thing I wanted to say. That's all. Sorry, Gabe. All right, I apologize.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I want to give a shout out, and could you finish the picks after I say what I'm going to say?
Sure.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
You're a trip. You guys are great. Anyway, I want to give a shout out to Bob in Vermont simply because. You know, back in, I was involved in radio and with Collins and everything else. You know, I lived in Kenosha, so I had the Milwaukee, Chicago radio for the most part, and a little bit of East Coast stuff. But, so I've been involved in doing little, you know, things here at radio for years. And I was going to say something funny. It's not nothing to be proud of, but I was Bob in Vermont before there was Bob in Vermont.
There's a Bob in Vermont. There's a Bob in Vermont in
Vermont,
every city on every
a lot
show.
Of places.
Bob's great.
No, that's great. You guys do a wonderful job. But anyways, you got a couple more picks there? Because I'll play them, Gabe.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's dangerous, but I actually think all four NBA games are going to go over tonight. I got
really?
Tulsa plus the points in the over. But yeah, every NBA game, high scoring.
Really? Okay. And then, when I tease that, I get the super teasers, and I get like 9, 9, 9, 10, 11 points or whatever. You know, it pays less, but you know, at least it pays.
Yeah, it's been better than nothing. No, listen, whatever's working for you, right? But listen, every basketball game I lose, I always lose by a point. So if I tease it, I'd win. But if I tease it, then I'll just lose by half a point of what the teaser was, Cam. You know what I mean?
Exactly what you mean.
They look so good. They look so good, but I'm with you, Gabe. And I got to listen to Gabe's
tease
advice.
Tease the Super Bowl to the over. Rams
yeah,
the over.
Yeah, like teasing the Super Bowl smart because it's a sharp line. But bringing like a dog in basketball from like 13 to 18 or whatever, just hopefully take the points that they cover. Sure, you'll win some teasers, but after a while, that juice really adds up. That's my advice.
No, it does. That's why I'm behind right now.
Minus 130s.
So what else? Like I told you, the gambling thing. See, when I call you guys, I got to jot down a few things because there's so much I want to speak to you about. You know what I mean? So it kind of gets jumbled, and I got to try and fit it into our
You got everything.
No. Oh, yeah, no, but what else? Yeah, basketball locks. I got Tulsa, the NBA overs. What do you think about Michigan State and Iowa?
That's a tough game, man. That's a tough, tough game.
I think Michigan State plus, Michigan State's plus three and a half. Plus 3.5 on a teaser.
Three.
I mean, yeah, no, but it'd be for I get a teaser, so I get Michigan State plus 3.5.
Michigan State, I think they should straight Big Ten games. It's hard to get in front of them.
It is hard to get in front of them.
But,
we're gonna go over to college games. All right, Jason. Coach, thanks for the call and the kind
word. Have a good one, buddy.
We'll break down the college games. There's a million games, but there's a lot of bad ones.
There is a lot of sort of mid tier.
I'm checking out something.
Lower tier. I almost had to check this line. Thanks, Jason, for calling. There's a game, and I can't believe the line in it. I almost thought it was like a mistake, but it was Lipscomb. It was like one of those added games. Lipscomb and Florida Gulf Coast. Lipscomb's a 20-point favorite in that game. Lipscomb. Like what?
Lipscomb against Florida Gulf Coast.
Yeah, 20. Minus 20. Like
what conference
the hell is that? What do they call that one? That in Florida with all those it's like way down. I don't even know what it's under extra games. It doesn't even have the conference listed. Where do they play with Samford Wolford? Let me see what else they got going on here. 20.
I tell you what, Florida Gulf Coast are terrible this year. I know that.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what I'm saying.
This is all there is today.
It's nuts.
Presbyterian at Campbell, Chattanooga at Furman, Citadel and Greensboro, Wagner and
Citadel.
St. Francis.
it's
the biggest game of the night, like besides the Iowa and Michigan State. Like, all right, Wisconsin, Milwaukee at Wright State. We got some Horizon League action.
Yeah.
Here it is. All right. Yeah. All right. Yeah, 19.5. It opened up at 23. Florida Gulf Coast were plus 23. It's been bet down at 19. It's been bet down at 19.5 right now. Florida Gulf Coast are 7-13 on the season, just 3-6 on the road. Lipscomb are 14-4 on the year, 8-1 at home, 8-2 in their last 10 games, 6-3 against the point spread.
Nice.
Solid. Lipscomb. In conference play, Lipscomb are 5-0. Florida Gulf Coast are 2-3. Lipscomb's put up 84.7 points per game. All right, look, they played. All right, Lipscomb beat them 108-96 the last time they played. They beat them 90-87 before that. That was last year. They played three times.
Revenge. Now that Florida Gulf Coast isn't as good, when they want to lay it down thick on these guys if they're not the same team?
I just said Lipscomb's beaten them the last two times.
Yeah, but not by the spread at 19.5.
You're trying to justify.
That's all I care about, buddy. Hey, Washington's playing Oregon tonight, too.
Ducks
Oregon. -2.5. Ducks 2.5 in that game, and Utah, Stanford. So those are okay games. Stanford -2, 148 in that Pac-12.
Lipscomb are 11-3 against the spread in their last 14 games. They're also 9-3 to the over in their last 12 home games. Usually, like, you don't get a lot of opportunities to bet these games. I'm sort of looking at the over here. Yeah, no, the numbers starting to sharpen up at $1.52. I actually was looking at the Oregon Ducks earlier. I already played Tulsa at the book earlier in the day. I was over at the FanDuel Sportsbook. We played Tulsa. We also played Tulsa and Cincinnati over the number. All right, more DFS picks coming up later with Drew Dinkmeyer. Best bets of the day. We'll run through the card.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
All right, Jamal Adams killing the Patriot mascot, starting to blow up a little bit now. as he tweeted out, the NFL's not happy with me right now. They're blowing up my phone, saying that I put him in a hospital, that I got to go check on him, make sure he's okay. Do I regret it? No. Then later he did an interview with ESPN where he sounded a little more contrite, as if, as they say, as if someone talked to him at the NFL about the incident. Adam says, listen, the mascot was running around. Everybody was booing him. So I said, you know what? Let me go tackle him. I didn't hit him that hard, man. All jokes aside, I didn't hit him that hard. I don't know what's really going on, but they tell me now he's in the hospital. It was never my intention to hurt him. It was just a joke, but I'm definitely going to go check on and make sure everything is good. At the end of the day, we're just out there having fun. It was nothing intentionally. It's not like I was trying to hurt him.
Well, you got to know, though, like, he's in a suit, and it's not
a Patriot
like,
spokesman
exactly
says the mascot is okay, but he's sore.
Yeah, he's a little bit sore. Thing is, though, like, you're in that suit. You're clowning around with the Jacksonville Jaguar. You're doing, and you see a guy, like, even out of nowhere. So I know he wasn't running full speed, but he was still jogging and took you down. If you're not ready for that, you don't know what's going to happen. Like, you know the feeling, Gabe. I've had it done in hockey and other sports. When you don't see a hit in football, like, getting absolutely rocked on special teams, it's 100 times worse. And that's the thing. He's a mascot in a suit. So all you had to do to make it fun
was thing
to
is too, it's
slowly,
on video.
Slowly to him, box him a little bit. Yeah, that's the thing. The whole thing
nobody was
video.
Booing. Nobody was booing the mascot.
I didn't hear anything.
Like, oh, everyone was booing the mascot. No one was booing the mascot. The mascot was minding his own business on the sideline. No one was booing the mascot. Well, he just decided. What they're saying here, too, I see the NFL actually, and one of the NFL have a bunch of Twitter accounts. So one of the NFL social media accounts actually tweeted out laughing emojis yesterday with the video, but they deleted it. So I guess basically the report is here. The NFL actually is very mad. I don't know. They're not going to suspend them or anything, but they're mad. Oh. And we'll see if a lawsuit comes to play here. He would
probably
be able to sue. He could make it up.
Of course he will.
Yeah, you got distress. You got attacked by.
You could sue anything. Yeah, buddy. How many times? I remember. When my brother was younger and his girlfriend took the car out. Nudged a lady, was teaching her how to drive. She came out, rolled down, neck brace already on. Like, these things happen, man. Like, people are just, you talked about ambulance chasers, people looking for a quick buck. What about the move, the old ice on the sidewalk routine at a business shop? These things happen all the time. This guy actually has a great case because it's on tape, as you said.
All right, so there's a lot of prop talk right now with the Super Bowl rapidly approaching. Let's see what some of the people have come up with here. Here's Mike Tierney, who's Mike Tierney's a pretty smart guy over at CBS Sportsline, their gambling division. Team will call which side of the coin flip, heads, tails. It's funny, Lou always talked about tails.
Tails never fails, Gabe.
I always call tails, yeah. Will Jim Nance fails. Or Tony Romo say Hotlanta? That's just stupid. I didn't see that one.
No.
Come on, give me something I could use here. Give me something I could use. They're giving away my long field goal prop. No one even knew what that was a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
All right, length of national anthem, 107 seconds. What's SOP rank? Here's an interesting one, but it's a lock. I mean, if a book will do this, will Chick-fil-A serve food on Super Bowl Sunday? No.
No, the answer is no. Not even on Super Bowl.
There's a Chick-fil-A at the stadium, but they said even though it's the Super Bowl, they're not opening it.
Yeah, that's a great. We can bet. You could bet that. That's about as stone cold lock as you're going to get. They will never open for religious reasons. They're not opening. No way. Bet that.
Yeah, but do you think really like that? Wouldn't like Jesus? Don't you think Jesus would want people to enjoy the waffle fries, biscuits, and chicken?
I would, but
on
I'm
Super
not
Bowl
Jesus.
Sunday. If you were Jesus,
buddy. If I were Jesus, I'd say open up a buffet. Go to the Golden Corral. Go grab this. But I'm not Jesus, buddy. He runs by his own rules at Chick-fil-A. I remember even back in the day, what airport were we in or whatever? I think we were there on a Sunday. I'm like, I wanted to always try the sandwich. It's like, nope, not open. Every other spot in the airport was open but them because they just don't serve. They're not going to change for the Super Bowl.
I don't know. I don't want to... Every time I say something bad about Chick-fil-A, people get mad. Like, they really do.
Yeah.
I've had it, Cam, and...
Okay.
Whatever. Yeah. I'm not a fan of waffle fries, so it was all right, whatever. Like I said, I've had it in airports. I've actually been to the Atlanta airport where they're from, so I've had it at the Atlanta airport. I've had it in Minneapolis airport. I don't see them here in New York. I know there are some around, but I've never seen one. I've never seen a Chick-fil-A in Manhattan.
Isn't it more southern too? You know what I mean? Like you see the commercials. Well, you know, I was an Auburn fan there, and I had a problem, and my went down to my local Chick-fil-A, and the other guy's like, I don't know why.
Well, you know why they do that?
Yeah.
You know why their commercial campaign is that, where they show their employees are nice people and they get along with everyone?
Yeah, I gave the guy the $3 change.
Yeah, that's so ridiculous. Yeah, someone left $3 change. I saved it for 4 months later.
It's like, for more, whatever, I know. Buddy. It's like, really?
I would have told the guy it was a tip, asshole.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, you know why they do that, though? Because they came across, like, the owner of Chick-fil-A, basically, I don't know, man, the guy was funding, like, anti-gay groups type thing. He's not down with, like, gay people.
Yeah.
Due to religious purposes. So they came across, you know, wasn't, they were like, you guys got to look inclusive here, man. Like, you got to, but they're not going to put gay people in their ads. So they were like, no, but let's just show how nice we are type thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So and I guess they are. I guess they're nice to their employees and stuff, Chick-fil-A. But it's like Papa John's. So, of course, Papa John, big racist guy. Papa John's, dude, like, if you look at their website, it's all brothers and, like, you know, Chinese guy. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, dude, you don't want a white TV guy owning a franchise. It's bad for business.
Papa they're John. Like, all right, listen, like, we got to do something here about our image.
Exactly. It's
like,
so
even
true.
Corey
you
brought it up to me. Corey's like, you notice every Papa John's ad, everyone's a brother. I'm like, yeah.
Yes.
I'm like, they're trying to change their image in a perception, Corey. You know?
It's amazing. No, you said it, too. They had a new campaign, even the one here, right? Because you were near the Toronto location, and then they had like a Papa John's Canadian campaign. Exact same thing. East Indian guy, black guy, Mexican lady. Like, there was literally no white vendors. Like, the whole commercial was everybody else. Like, they got to distance themselves
away from
Papa John's. He did damage. He did a lot of damage.
The Papa John's? Is much better in Toronto than it is in Union City, Jersey. I'm telling you. Like,
really?
People think franchises are franchises, yeah.
No, there are things change all the time.
Papa John says better ingredients equal better pizza. They're using better ingredients in Toronto. Like, it's hit or miss. Like, they don't even cook the chicken wings half the time. It's like it's hit or miss, but Domino's doesn't deliver to me. There's one local place, but I'm tired. I've eaten there too many times. Hoboken has good pizza, but it's like 20 minutes. Like the part of Hoboken that I go to, there's not really pizza around there. You got to go a little deeper. It's not that far, but so, you know, and often, you know, I'm tired. Like you said, you know, it's like you do a million shows. You just order sometimes. Yeah. Right. And exactly. One thing with the mom and pop places, like they're expensive. Like I was going to order from this place in Hoboken, but dude, it was like $23 for a pizza, like with the ingredients and everything by the end of it. So I was like, all right. I actually had pizza this afternoon.
It's funny. That's what I'm doing right now. We went after the Leaf game. You know where Lisa's favorite spot is? It's actually that place that used to get tagged for, the secret things in the box. You know, the green and the other things that they used to do. Like, it's on Harvard Street there. Pizza Gigi. It's the best. Honestly, man, this pie is amazing.
A pizza place that you got caught selling cocaine out of the pizza boxes. Yeah.
Their pizza's the best. It's the best. We got a pie last night. I'm just staring a hole through it right now. Next break, I'm going to take a huge bite. It is beautiful. The bacon and cheese pizza that they have, thin, Gabe, too. I usually like it a little thicker, but they do a nice thin pizza. Oh, God, it is great. It's the best. Like, and I, you know me, I know food.
I'll give it to you next time you come back here. You'll lose your mind because you love pizza. It's the best. Like, it puts any chain to shame. I don't know what they put in it, but it's really tasty.
Yeah, the pizza today was pretty good. I think it was called Up Front. So it was a new place on, like, 39th Street. But it was. It had that sort of New York, you know, feel to it. It was thick, too. Sort of like it was made in a pan type thing, like deep dish. Mm-hmm. It was pretty good, but a little pricey. I got two slices, $10.
Yeah. No, you can get a whole pie, like a medium pie for that price. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to bite the bullet. No, they do have, though. Those ghetto super slice places are good. Remember you said in a pinch I went there? Like, there was one right by us. So I actually probably went to that place two or three times. It was good. You know, you get the two slices for like $3.75 or whatever like that and a pop. That's a good deal. Like, but that's
yeah,
street pie.
Two
like,
brothers is two slices and a drink for $3. It's not bad. Sold. Like you said, it's okay.
It's okay.
If you don't eat
in a pinch,
time.
It's good. It's in a,
there's a few. It's like depends on the location, too. I've noticed that. Like, even like, they're the two brothers. There's like, I don't know, there's like 15 or 20 of them around New York. And a few of the locations seem to put more cheese on a pizza. A couple of the places is basically just sort of tomato sauce, and it's a dollar, right?
Yeah.
So
at that price, you can't really blame them if they're skimping. Think about it. A slice of cheese alone, like grating that cheese on that product, it's got to be a couple bucks. Like, you're just going to be happy with sauce and a little bit of sprinkle. Like, it's cheese
now,
is not cheap,
now, friend. Now I'm getting hungry. All this talk of different, like, same thing. I'm staring at a box. I got like three empty pizza boxes in front of me.
Yeah.
That broken glass is still on the floor. I'm a mess. The horoscope lady was right. I'm lost in the forest. Like, honestly, like, I've sort of picked up most of the glass, but the other night I went, you know, it was all dark. I went to the fridge. I was thirsty. And I'm actually walking around, and I was actually just hoping, Cam. Like, instead of, like, turning the light on or anything, I'm like, yeah, whatever. If I get cut, I get cut. Like, you know what I mean? I was sort of just hoping, like, with each step, I was like, oh. And I took a step, and I could sort of feel like a piece of glass, like, kind of.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, stop, don't move, move. I was like, you know. Then after, I realized, all right, dude, you got to sweep this stuff up. I don't have a broom. So
that's another problem.
I'm using Chinese food menus. So I'm sort of like scraping it up when I slide it in.
Put them together. I've used that. That's a good trick. Yeah, cardboard works.
Yeah.
Thin cardboard could be your dustpan. No, I've been there too. You got to be careful about glass because glass is one of those things. It's kind of like an ant or something unwanted, a pest in your kitchen.
It
distributes.
Fester.
Like it falls in weird places too. So one day you're going to be making. I know you. You're going to be walking around and you're going to be making that toast with a little peanut butter and boom, you're just right in your heel. You're going to get one of them shards of glass and it's going to suck. So I would invest in either a nicer piece of cardboard to pick it up or a broom and dustpan. Don't want to deal with
that. I think
not your friend.
I think I might order. You would like this place. Number one Chinese kitchen.
That's what I feel like.
Chinese food
when
to
I
take
go home.
That's what it's called. Number one Chinese kitchen.
Oh yeah.
And get this.
My place is King Asian. Yep.
Listen to this. The minimum order. You can order the combo special. It's $8.20, and they deliver it.
Beautiful.
I gave the guy $3, so I gave him $11.10. It's right out of Seinfeld, too. Like, they're the rudest people ever, but they show up fast. Like, you call.
Yep.
Like, he doesn't even say hello. He's like, what you want? What you want?
Don't dick around. Live. Have your order ready.
No, there's no exactly. What you want, where you live, and then click. I'm like, did he get it all? And like, 10 minutes later, there you go.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Game Time Decisions, Red Heat and Rage Radio. Interesting weather in Manhattan, New York today. Pouring rain all day. Very, very warm temperatures. Like, really nice. It's like, it feels like it's September or something, man. Man, the weather's whack. Supposed to get, like, really cold again in a few days. But we're overlooking a beautiful skyline right now of Manhattan. Except I'm looking for the Jersey side in. So I see, like, the CN... the CN Tower, the Empire State Building. There's a new building. I think it's the new Time Warner building that's being built. And, yeah, there's a million lights and real nice. But the real ritzy stuff is over by Central Park. Remember Clam Chowder? I'm going to walk through Central Park. We're like, yeah. Chowder, you're not walking through Central Park, buddy.
No, bad idea. Bad idea.
Yeah, you're going to get lost or mugged, all right? But that Central Park's actually pretty safe. But ritzy area. That's where, like Trump Tower and, you know, the real upscale, like CNN is there. That's why when I said the CN Tower, like the CNN building is there. There's sort of like some upscale TV studios. But I was reading the paper today, Cam, the New York Post, and it's the most expensive apartment / condo ever sold in New York City. How much do you think? So basically, it's on the 70th floor. It's going to be on the 70th floor of 70 floors, but it's actually four floors. So Buddy's got from the 66th floor, like his suite. It's 25,000 square feet. I don't know what your house is, but
okay.
My last condo, I think, was like 800 square feet.
Yeah. My tunnel was like 14, 15. So my guess would
be. Yeah, I live in a pretty big place. I think my place is like 1,100 square feet. It's pretty big, this place that I'm in. Like I got multiple rooms. There's like a hallway. You know what I mean? Like, I got a big, pretty big place. 25. All right. 25,000 square feet, four floors, basketball court, private pool, movie theater, etc. $283 million.
Sorry?
Imagine I went at the prices, right? Sir, you're wrong by $260 million.
Great. Thanks. Yeah, prices right, Bob. You hit the you lead in. Yeah, $18 million, Drew. Sounds nice. $18
million. I was even going to say, like, didn't go over. Tops? Like,
at least
oh
you didn't go over.
God. Oh, I went way under.
Okay. It broke the record. The previous record was $137 million.